There's an important historical significance to this last Sunday of the year being called the Solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Its significance because the Solemnity was added to the Universal Church calendar exactly 100 years ago when Pope Pius XI wanted to crown the Jubilee year of 1925 with a new feast in response to growing secularism and ultranationalism that had arisen after World War I. You see, prior to World War I, much of Europe was ruled by monarchs. And an argument can be made that a good Christian monarch is the best system of government for Christians. Think of St. Louis, King of France, or St. Henry, King of the Romans. But in the period of World War I and the aftermath, the four major monarchies of mainland Europe were ended and replaced by secular and atheistic governments. And the feast reminds us that even if Christians live in the world among a variety of governmental models, we have only one king, and he is our Lord Jesus Christ. But the establishment of this solemnity was more than just a response to timely worldly events. It's above all a theological affirmation of our faith. It points back to history and prophecy, forward to the life of Jesus Christ. Then it points to the end of times, when all people of every time and nation will come to witness the fullness of the kingdom of God and our Lord Jesus Christ reigning from his heavenly throne. Now, the history of kings in the Old Testament is complicated. It began with King Saul. But Saul was disobedient to God and refused to listen to his words as presented to him by the prophet Samuel. So Saul was replaced with David, as we heard in the first reading today. David, who began as a poor shepherd, was then anointed by Saul, after which he became a great military leader, killing Goliath and saving his people from the Philistines. And so all the tribes of Israel came to David and said, "We are your bone and your flesh." And since the Lord had said to David, "You shall shepherd my people Israel and shall be commander of Israel," the tribes of Israel anointed him, David, king of Israel. Now, we know that King David became an adulterer and a murderer, but he came to be regarded as the model king because of his great faith in God, his deep contrition and repentance, and his great leadership. His prayer to God in the 51st Psalm, which we call the Miserere, has served as the church's model for contrition. "Have mercy, O God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out all my offenses. Thoroughly wash away my guilt, and from my sins cleanse me." And after the death of David, we had a whole series of other kings. But then prophecy started to point to a new king that would come from his line. These are prophecies we'll hear all during Advent and Christmas, those of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Zechariah. And they all point to the fulfillment in Jesus Christ, called the Son of David. And the fulfillment begins even before the birth of Jesus. It begins at the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel tells Mary that her son will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Israel forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Of course, Jesus was then born in Bethlehem, the city of David, and he was honored as a king by the Magi, who had asked Herod, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews?" And when they finally saw him in the manger in Bethlehem, they prostrated themselves and did him homage. But the primary source of the kingship of Jesus is Jesus himself. The most prominent theme in his preaching is the kingdom of God. And it references a new kingship with God as the ruler. And since God can have no end, so neither can the kingship. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to cries of "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David." And things, of course, took a terrible turn. The king was rejected by his own people and dragged before Pilate. But to Pilate, he admits he is a king, but that his kingdom does not belong to this world. He's then, as we heard in the gospel today, mocked as a king by being clothed with the royal purple, crowned with thorns, and saluted by the Roman soldiers with "Hail, King of the Jews." And that mockery became the titulus plate above his head on the cross: "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." But the kingship was revealed when, after his death, he rose from the dead and told his apostles, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Every earthly king faces death, but death had no power over our heavenly king. We believe that, but it will become manifest to all peoples of all nations and all ages when the king comes in glory. And that, of course, points to what is to come. During these days, when in the northern hemisphere the days get shorter and colder, we contemplate the four last things. They are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. But Jesus had spoken about that during his earthly ministry. He said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another." We will all be judged when the king returns. So we cling to our king now, so that we may be worthy to be the recipients of the words of John the Evangelist in his first letter. "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet been revealed, but we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure." Every country in this world has someone called a head of state. That person may be called a king or a president or a prime minister or supreme leader or emperor. And in each of these countries are Christians, subject to an earthly ruler with various freedoms or restrictions or prohibitions on their religious liberty. But all of us are certain of one thing: our king is really our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. And one day, everyone in the world, living and dead, will find that out.